This is Scott Reeder, founder of Suspect Convictions. Women get assaulted, women get attacked, women get harassed, manipulated, intimidated, but women are survivors. Time and time again, she persists, even against all odds. The hosts of I Survivor share their stories and those of the men and women who fought back, who won, who live, rising above the trauma of their experiences. Subscribe to I Survivor today at www.wondery.fm/survivor.
Okay, how many true crime podcasts do you think there are in the world?
Bajillion and five.
Yeah, true. I mean, I used to listen to those all the time. And it's not like the stories are not fascinating, because they are, but the unsolved ones keep me up at night.
Yes. I mean, I had to stop listening to them after a certain time because I was just getting really bad nightmares and anxiety, and it's a bummer.
Absolutely. And sometimes there are ones with surprise endings.
Those are the ones I keep going back to.
He lunged at me kind of like a bear, like with both arms, and I was backed into a corner.
That's Kelly Herron. She's talking about the man who attacked her in Seattle.
And I thought I could just kind of spin move off of him, but that failed. And he threw me to the ground.
Here's how it happened. It's a Sunday afternoon in March. You're training for your first marathon. You have to hit 10 miles today. So you're running through your favorite park along the waterfront, Golden Gardens in Seattle. And you love the way running makes you feel. Stronger, more confident, unstoppable. You're listening to music, so the first few miles pass pretty quickly. You take a quick break to use the public restroom in the park. You're washing your hands when suddenly you feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up. You turn and see there's a man in the woman's restroom who had been hiding in one of the stalls. Before you can move, he lunges towards you, tackles you to the ground, and your life flashes before your eyes.
The element of surprise really can't be taken for granted. I mean, I was like, is this happening? And just the first thing out of my mouth, I just said, not today, motherfucker.
From Wondery,
this is I Survivor. I'm Jenna Brister. I am a longtime stand-up comedian. I'm a screenwriter. And I'm also a survivor of domestic abuse. And I've survived 3 scooter taxi cab accidents.
And I'm Wagatwe Wanjuki. I'm a writer, I'm a speaker. I also do some digital strategy. And I'm also a survivor of campus sexual assault.
On our show, we tell you about the attacks, the assaults, the manipulation, the fear, and the triumphs. People who fought back, who won, and who live each day rising above the trauma of that experience.
We also spend a lot of time talking about how a single traumatic event can change everything in the blink of an eye.
It was a freezing cold, windy, rainy, kind of typical Pacific Northwest winter day. When the temperature hit a high of 38 degrees, I knew I couldn't put it off any longer. So I headed out and went down to Golden Gardens, which is a popular public park and beach in Seattle. It's about 4.5 miles from my house. So it was a perfect kind of halfway point. And they have a restroom at the end of the beach. And it was so windy and cold, so I wanted to kind of duck away from the wind and take advantage of having a restroom available to me while I could. When I went to wash my hands after, I became aware that something just felt wrong. I kind of got the chills up my spine. I turned around as I was using the hand dryer, and my worst nightmare was standing right in front of me, just straight out of the movies. Bad guy had his face kind of covered with his hoodie pulled up. I was trying to kind of wrap my mind around, like, oh, there's someone else in the bathroom. I almost said, like, oh, I'm sorry. But then I realized, like, oh, that's not a woman. That's a man. And that's not just a man, but that's, like, a crazy man. And the smell just really hit me and made me realize, like, oh, crap. Like, this is bad. And this was all in split seconds. And he threw me to the ground. And just the first thing out of my mouth, I was just like, not today, motherfucker. I had just taken a self-defense class 3 weeks earlier that was offered through my workplace, Real Self. And one of the things that they taught us was, if you can seem like you're more trouble than you're worth, your attacker will often be, like, dissuaded. So I was trying to act like I wasn't scared, which is just as good as not actually being scared, but I was terrified. And he threw me down. I was on my stomach and he was on my back. I was so afraid of being raped, and I just started throwing my elbows behind me, and it just, they weren't landing. He had on like a puffy coat, and I was starting to just feel really helpless and just still screaming my head off. And this bathroom is, you know, it's concrete. The toilets are aluminum. There's like sand from the beach scattered throughout, and it's getting in my teeth, and my voice is just echoing off these concrete walls, going nowhere. And he was completely silent, which was also really creepy. I mean, just not a sound this whole time. And so I'm scrambling and trying to basically get off my stomach. I mean, my number one objective at this point is to not be raped, and I'm willing to die in order to prevent that from happening. So we kind of move from the sink area into the large stall where he had been hiding the whole time, and I'm kicking and punching and screaming, and I manage to turn over to get off my stomach, and I kind of scurry underneath the stall wall to the middle stall. I just thought, like, well, if I can kind of like lock myself in this little stall, then he'll be on the outside and I'll be here. And in self-defense, they taught us, if something feels like the right thing to do, like, don't second guess yourself, just do it. And I remember looking up and seeing the stall lock, and I kicked the lock with my foot, but I had so much adrenaline that I missed the lock, but I kind of hit the outside of it and jammed the door completely into the frame. So the door was jammed shut. So you couldn't move it open or close it. It was just jammed into the frame. And for like a split second, I thought I was safe. This is like all within 1 second. But my heart completely sank when he got in the same way I did, which, he's a skinny guy. So he got underneath the stall wall too. And that was kind of the first time we were sort of face to face from the initial encounter. And I just remember, and I was pinned. He had me completely pinned down. The whole left side of my body was black and blue after. But I did free one hand, which I used to just claw him in the face and in the eyeball. And I remember, like, he kind of winced and he started bleeding, and I was like, oh my God, it's working. Like, the things that you always hear to go for the eyeballs, but it really does work. And I started to get a little bit of confidence. And we also learned in self-defense to put hard bones into soft, fleshy places. So I was like banging him in the side of the head with my forearm and like hitting him in the face and the ear. You don't have to know how to throw a punch at all to do self-defense. It's really about creating opportunities to, you know, escape. So I was hitting him in the head and face, and I flash back to wrestling with my brother when we were younger. I have an older brother, and he used to like sit down on top of me, like hold me down and try to, like, you know, spit in my face. If you have older brothers, you know what this is like. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this is going much better than when I would wrestle with my brother. Like, I was actually making some progress. He pretty quickly got on top of me and started punching me in the face. One of the things I did not take away from self-defense was to cover your face. So that's a good tip that I didn't realize at the time. So I really took a beating to the head, and he was kind of like straddled on top of me. All these thoughts went through my mind, like what my life was going to be like if I didn't get out of this, and what it would be like to be raped in this disgusting bathroom by this just filthy human being. I got my arms over my head to the outside of that jammed door, and I was able to pull myself through the front from under him and kind of do like a burpee, basically, like just jump to my feet. And I started to pass out a little bit, and I just heard this voice in my head, like, hang in there, Kel. Like, you got this. Do not give up. You're so close. It's very much like when you're approaching, like, the last 0.2 of a half marathon. Like, you just went out of it so badly, but you're so tired. And that's really how I felt. So I got kind of one more surge of adrenaline and lunged for the door.
That was just a preview of iSurvivor. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, subscribe to iSurvivor on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this.
You can also find a link in the episode notes.